I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Oversharers podcast today. It's just me and Heather. I'm so happy.
Why just?
I love it.
It hasn't been us two in a long time.
It really hasn't, and I'm so pleased. No offense to our guests, but sometimes, you know, balance. We don't even have a producer in the studio.
It's just us two, like the old times.
No Gullah over there in the corner.
There's no one here. It's just us two.
It's just us two.
It's just us two.
How are you, Hala? How are things?
I'm okay. I'm very well, thank you very much. How do I feel? I'm in that in-between stage when my period's about to begin and I'm just... So other than that, I've had a very good week. I don't really remember much. Yeah. I don't remember the last time it was just us two.
I know, this feels kind of nice.
Maybe before Eid. What's been happening in the world, obviously...
Student protests, Columbia University. Go Columbia.
Just go around the world.
Keep going. Oh my God, I love students, especially the...
You know what's so funny? The way that other people went as far as doing social media ads on YouTube to try and get people on their side. And 6 months later, it's not working.
It's
not happening.
Allah is not on your side.
The people are on... You know what's so sad? And I feel like when we were younger, the news often... was just the biggest propaganda.
We believed it.
I just believed old white men tell the truth.
I'm so glad that the veil has been lifted.
I see through the facade.
I see through the bullshit.
Biden, Blinken.
You could never, ever.
Oh, who's the lady that's in charge of the European Union? Not Union. Yeah, European Union.
I don't know. But we see through you. We see through all of you.
They're just evil.
Disgusting.
Evil people.
Rishi Sunak, disgusting.
I'm
Keir
so
Starmer,
sorry.
Disgusting. David Lammy, disgusting.
I don't even talk. Where do we begin?
Jeremy Corbyn, we love you.
They will never bring Jeremy back.
And of course
sad.
Not.
It's a sad life.
You know, he's running as an independent in Islington. And I really hope Islington, like, go all out for him.
Of course they will. I definitely think they will. But I think one of the main things that are happening in the world now is that people are waking up.
They've been waking up.
The people have been waking up, but now the people that you didn't expect to wake up have woken up. People that have rich parents who fund their university education in Harvard, Yale, Columbia, UCLA, and so forth.
It's the students. You know what students, the thing with students is they have a thing about them. You know when everyone's like, activist, you know what I mean? And then as you grow older, obviously, I feel like your heart hardens and like you become more desensitized. They're in the thick of their social activism right now. Do you know what I mean? They're like so awake.
I think one thing that's really helped is, well, it hasn't helped, but I think one thing that's made it a bit more profound is the fact that people just assumed in October when this happened that they'd have like a little 2 month war like they usually do and it'll be the end.
And nothing will happen.
But now everything has changed.
Everything has changed.
The tide has changed.
This situation has changed everything.
This is one-sided.
This is a genocide.
Yeah, like everything's changing. People are too shy to even say they support so-and-so because they just can't. It's not feasible. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Logically, as a human being, it does not make sense for you to say this.
Yeah. You know, there were like congresswomen in Biden's cabinet that were like coming to Columbia, but it was like, it's just... At the end of the day.
Stop it.
Yeah, like, stop it. Like, what are you doing?
No, we don't care. Like,
it's
honestly,
like we know you're there to like spread the Biden word for the next election. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter.
And they're there for optics. It's not even it's just disgusting.
And the worst thing is, when are we going to get over the US being this like big...
Oh, we're over it.
When is the world going to get over that?
We are so over
it. Like the way US media think that it's us and them. It's like good versus evil. It's so childish.
No, but you
what
you
the way
need
they
to understand,
think it's so dumb.
No, what you need to understand is structurally, it's like they are seen as this like Western powerhouse. But people, like in real life, civilians see through the bullshit.
Civilians see through the bullshit, but governments don't.
So who gives a fuck about
but
governments?
But governments are
we
who run
governments.
Us.
We make governments. We make them.
We make governments, but realistically, we don't, if we think about it.
No, you
majority
need to believe
don't.
In your voice, Hodder. You have to believe in your power.
Did
you have a lot of power as an individual.
Did your voice work when Jeremy Corbyn was slabbed out?
No,
we all had
because the red wall went against us.
For what reason? Because other people's
racist.
Voices are larger. Because
they're racist.
It's not just race.
The referendum fucked us up.
For what reason? Because
they're
other
racist.
It's because other people's voices were larger. Now people that did the referendum are now coming on big BBC saying, I regret it. It's just dumb all round. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I really want to know what's going to happen in like the next election. I think Keir Starmer's going to win. Just a bit like
I think even if he does win...
I'm spoiling my vote. I'm not even voting. No, no,
I don't even see anyone like, that will like it's going to work.
I'm not voting. I'm taking a stand. Fuck voting.
Honestly, I don't see how.
Whoever comes in is going to be on the same little puppet strings, having to harp about the same things. Like there's no like actual opposition.
There isn't. They all believe the same thing.
It's just bullshit.
Is Labour even a Labour party?
Politics is literally like...
Is it left wing?
Politics it's is literally not. Like theatrics. It's like a theatre school.
It's
a
drama. And they try and make you think that it's the truth when it's not, the truth. You're all lying. You're all invested in some other thing. You're all lying to us. It's just like they literally think we're all stupid.
Literally, it's like watching Wicked the musical.
So do you want to know how big the aid to Ukraine is?
Wasn't it like 3 billion or something? 2
it
billion?
Was 95 billion pounds of aid has gone to Ukraine and Israel. From the US.
Oh, Ukraine and Israel.
Yeah. So I just want to understand how you side with peace and prosperity. If one side you're fueling and giving them guns to kill Palestinians, but then on the other hand, how disrespectful is it to be parachuting food into the sea, not even into the sand where people can get it so people drown?
Yeah.
But like, how pathetic is
that's
that?
That's ridiculous.
We're feeding them, but then also we're giving them the guns to kill you.
It makes no sense.
Do with that as you will.
It's like, oh yeah, we're calling for a ceasefire now, but we're still supplying weapons.
There's no ceasefire. There's absolutely no ceasefire. And what's so sad is that...
But it was like the whole Iran thing... That's what, like, I feel like that's
such
what...
Such hypocrites. Oh, my God, we didn't even talk about Iran, did we?
The whole Iran thing was, like, basically that you saw that people were, like, putting more pressure on Netanyahu to call for a ceasefire. Then the Iran thing happened, and then Israel suddenly became this child that needed to be saved.
That needed to be protected.
And it just raveled the whole ceasefire rhetoric.
It's just dumb. I think it was...
And I even think the whole Iran thing was some staged theatrical bullshit as well. Because who the hell gives 9 hours of notice to send...
Because I don't think they want war. I don't think anyone wants war. Because they know if a war starts in the Middle East,
no, but if Israel
it's going
to
be an
go
impact.
If Israel was to plan missile attacks or
they
whatever...
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't be given 9 hour notices.
No, of course they wouldn't. But I think what from Iran's perspective, they're saying we gave them a warning because they wanted to save face. Mm. Because how is Israel shooting down their area? That's
their embassy.
That's their entire embassy.
That's
and in
mad.
Law, if someone shoots down your embassy, you go to war, my
yeah,
G.
Yeah, it's mad.
So they had to save face and say, you know what? We're just going to punch them back a little bit. And make sure that they stay in their corner and they know. They did not really want to start a war, because if they did. But you know why Iran is smart with this whole situation? Because now Iran knows how the Iron Dome works. Iran knows which countries will come to the aid of Israel. Mm. Iran also knows which country will help them shoot their little missiles down. Because bear in mind, Iran is not using, I don't think... If I was a strategist,
yeah, I know. I
don't think I'd be using my big boy weapons them this. I'm sure I'm doing.
Like,
a
I'm going to do a little trial.
Exactly. I want to see where your thing's based.
See,
I want to
see
how
happens. See what happens when we send a small missile.
Exactly. See how your iron dome works. So I think strategically they wanted to learn more about their missiles and how they
and who their allies are.
And who our allies are. And, you know, now they know.
Interesting.
They're next door neighbours. But yeah, that whole thing. And then also another thing that really made me laugh, and I was like, this is just so absurd, is the I think it's the British ambassador to Israel. It's that woman. She's very very horrible. You know what I mean? Anyway, that woman basically was like, she came on to ITV, I believe, or Sky News, mm-hmm. and she was like, what happened to Israel last night because of all the Iran sending 300 missiles to them was unethical. Could you believe this is the words that came out? These are the words that came out of my mouth. Can you believe those weapons hit homes and killed children and families in Jerusalem? How would Israel feel? I'm literally sitting there going, are you all right?
Nah,
I don't think they even have
to those students at Columbia, power to them. Because this is a farce. This is actually a joke now.
Are you all right? What do you mean?
How would she come in on saying, how would...
Big television, she said that. She actually said that. I just don't understand.
It's like, they need to be cradled.
No, and also it's the idea that everything is... October 7th happened, and we get that. October 7th happened, and obviously we don't agree with people dying, which is valid, but this didn't start on October 7th. They need to stop washing away what happened 65 years ago. Like, how are you trying to... People have been in siege for, like, how long? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to say, no one can ever bring that up.
Honestly, power to those students in...
Power to the students, yeah.
Power to the man them.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. I just feel like I don't think Biden's going to win next year, and that's for sure.
For who's going to win then? Trump? Is Trump even running?
Like, how is America normal? Your two best options for political...
It's sad.
Is Biden or Trump. Like, how is that okay?
That's actually sad.
Do you not feel like you're in hell? This is hell coming. You either choose Biden, who is essentially endorsing a genocide, quite literally, giving them £95 billion, or you go back to Trump, that's going to probably close off all the borders again.
I don't even think Biden is of sound mind.
No.
I don't think he's all the way there.
No,
he's just sleepy.
He is two steps away from dementia. He does not look okay. And I really think, why is someone in an office that high... There should be an age restriction.
No, it can't be ageist.
I'm sorry.
Discriminatory. Age is a protected characteristic. However, I do think he needs to go and get an MRI.
He probably does.
A brain scan. And just, like, you know, maybe just go to the retirement home, because your time is over.
I don't know, but I don't think 2025. When's the next election? I don't know, 2025, 26. I don't think it will change anything.
No, because someone else will take his place. With
Kamala
the same...
Harris will take his
Kamala
place.
Kamala Harris. Kamala will take his place.
It's just, honestly, I'm so sad, and I just don't know what to do.
Western politics is travesty.
It's just so sad. Even in the UK, I've zoned out.
But then, like, it's
anymore.
Like, what is a better alternative?
Nothing. I would rather live in Doha and just not care.
Just put me in an igloo in Antarctica.
Really? It would be so cold.
It would be cold.
I just want to live in, like, a country. Well, I don't mind a country that's just peaceful.
Put me...
I wouldn't even mind Switzerland.
Put me in Thailand.
Yeah. Or Malaysia. You know, Malaysia's a good place to move to.
Malaysia is a lovely place to move to. Singapore would be nice, but it's too expensive for me. Oh, all I do is dream about warmer climates.
I'm actually going to manifest this, guys. Reap this. 2026, 2027, I will be in a hot country.
So, can we talk about Diddy?
I don't remember it.
Don't remember what happened to Diddy?
I'm over it now.
Diddy's like on the run.
Is he actually on the run?
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure.
Is he not back in Miami?
I'm not entirely sure where he is at the moment. I haven't been following his movements for the last 2 weeks. Because obviously I've been
satanic.
In my...
Satanic!
I've been in my own bag. But basically...
Satanic rituals.
His house got raided and his kids were seen...
Arrested.
Seen in handcuffs. Which is all very strange, isn't it? you know, I've been harping on about Diddy for a long time.
I don't think it's, I think it's...
Telling y'all the tea.
I don't think it's strange. I think he thought he was so big that this would never, ever happen to him. But I think he's the scapegoat for bigger things that are happening in the music industry.
I think Diddy's a fall guy and there's a much bigger human trafficking operation that's happening in this industry.
I believe that.
But who is the person at the top? Is it, you know, some white...
Is it the executives?
Is it some white guy? Is it Jay-Z?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I do believe that this industry...
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Very satanic.
Absolutely.
They're all kiddly fiddlers.
They're all sodomites.
They're disgusting.
Nasty.
And it's the fact that, like... And that puts me perfectly into my next subject. But it's the fact that they put out this music that's probably not even real. It's probably not even what they're feeling.
No.
They put it out into the masses and it affects us emotionally, physically. It affects our chakras. It affects our souls. Our soul. We only have our one soul. It affects our nerves.
But you know what the problem is it's very abusive. These artists are getting... abused.
Yeah, they put them in like 360 deals and then they force them to work, and if the work ain't done,
you get dropped, you know, from the label.
Get dropped from the label, and you know, you got to do some X-rated stuff,
extracurricular activities,
to make sure that, you know, you get your songs out there. Isn't that crazy?
So now I look at these artists and I just think, like,
they've seen madness.
I just think, I look at them and I think, you need deliverance.
You know, so, there was that image of Justin Bieber the other day of him crying. Did you see? He was crying in the image and I thought in my head, he's probably thinking about what Diddy did to him. Allegedly.
But you know what was on his stories? Like images with like Will Smith and Jada, and they say a lot of freaky shit happens at their house. So I'm like, why does Justin Bieber have to be around these people? Like,
when he was younger, he was.
Do you reckon his contract says that you need to have like weekly, you know, meetings with these awful individuals?
I think beforehand, when he was first up and coming, he did. It's always when you're up and coming. It's not when you're...
When you've made it.
Not when you made it. So, honestly, I just feel like if you really think about the reasons why Allah told us to not listen to music, I get it now.
I get it.
I get it.
100 million percent get it.
It literally affects the way you think, your emotions.
But like these people, they have like handlers. They have like, do you know what I mean?
They have. And I believe...
They have people medicating them.
Yes. And guess what? I was watching this guy on TikTok. I'm going to take his word to be a bit...
Alleged.
But he was saying, he's like, I don't know if you guys have seen him. He's like some guy that used to work with gins and now he became Muslim and he looks like a goth. But you know, he's Muslim now. So hello, brother. Anyway, he basically said that the jinns he used to communicate with back in the day before he became Muslim, they used to tell him that big artists like Taylor Swift and
oh my God,
Usher and Beyonce have like specific djinns that work with them.
No way.
Yeah. I didn't listen to the rest of the video because I was like, I'm not trying to get into that khurafat, you know what I mean?
So like actual demons.
But they've got actual djinns assigned to them that they work with. Like anything to do with music, like have you realized, yeah, why can't people just do music and live a holistic life? Why does everything go back to disgusting filth?
Like drugs, sex, alcohol,
like
orgies, freak-offs.
Orgies, freak-offs, children are involved. Like it's just disgusting. It always goes to like things that are like in the depths of hell. That's what I'm saying. The shaitan always wants you to go to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of what?
It's like a gateway.
Literally. So he was like, big artists that control a lot of people, because come on, the Hive and the Swifties, I used to be a Swiftie, it's a lot of control there. Their music does a lot of impact. And those people have specific djinns that work with them to like
elevate their success
and enforce influence. And I'm not gonna lie, I kind of believe it.
I feel the influence sometimes.
I'm telling you, since I've stopped listening to music, guys, wallahi, I'm not emotional. I don't cry as much, especially when I'm on my period.
Because, you know, music actually invokes, like...
emotion. It affects your emotions.
Yeah, but I feel like it's... There was this thing that I read ages ago that, like, music sends, like, sound waves into your body and it affects, like, how, you know...
Your fitra. It's affecting your fitra. I'm telling you now, guys.
it literally affects your body.
It's mad. When we think about fitra, basically you have to think of the heart.
Like sometimes the control I hear of like, your body. I hear buzzing.
Yeah, literally.
You know, like the bass and stuff.
And I'm telling you guys, listen, yeah.
Like bass is the demon. It's demonic.
That is going into your heart. Oh. And it's blocking your heart from the rahmah of Allah. And then I've got Taylor Swift going, all too well. No, I don't care about you all too well anymore.
Chris you demon. Brown, I don't care about your anxiety.
This is why influence affected us so much that day.
Oh my God, under the influence tour.
Guys, the way, wallahi. Guys, we were in a satanic ritual.
And you know, this is the only example that me and Hatha can go off because it is so profound.
Kultum, was that not satanic?
Wallahi, how we felt was like we were under.
May Allah forgive us.
I mean, we were under a spell.
Wallahi, guys, I'm going to give you guys the image, yeah? I'm going to give you the image. This man, Chris Brown, may Allah guide him.
I mean, because...
And may Allah guide Taylor Swift.
Very Allah, beautiful man.
Allah, he's a beautiful man. May Allah guide him. Like, all the beautiful men were devils. Devils. They are all devils.
There are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. So we will not... I don't know if we should... I need to look after my own nafsi.
Because, you know, like, the way I'm side-eyeing celebrities at the moment...
No, Kultum, they're jinns. They're all shaitan. They are.
Do you know what Jaguar Wright said? Jaguar Wright's back, by the way.
Oh my God, someone said that Jaguar Wright basically runs around Dallas.
And they're all saying that she's capping. But Jaguar was basically saying how these men are like what women aspire to want to be with, but like they're just the worst kind of individuals.
Yeah, they're evil.
They're evil people. So it's like, if that's what we're aspiring towards, when they get access to that,
I've got amazing 2 points from that. One, let's go back to Chris Brown and what we visualize. Guys, imagine a stage. There are gremlin looking like monsters on the stage. Number one, they're huge. They're the set design and they look like gremlins. They look like those evil gnomes on top of churches.
Oh my God.
That keep the bad people away. They're everywhere on that stage, right? Then
there's like heavy color. There's a heavy color palette. There's like a lot of like strobe lights, eye imagery.
Lots of eye imagery that really scared me. Mm. And then when the video starts of the intro of Intelli Influence, it's like this robotic woman that becomes really sexualized. Mm. And then it's like the light goes into her eyes and then into her heart. It was very scary, wallah, yeah.
Very scary.
Wallahi, I literally thought about it the other day on the bus. I was like, literally hypnotized.
Yeah, do you think he was intentionally putting us into a trance?
Nah, yeah, there was jinns next to us probably. Are you mad? We were in hell. We were in the hell of Shaitan.
We were in the playground.
We were in the playground of Shaitan. Four little Muslim girls with tawheed and we're standing in the middle of like...
And you know what's so funny? We didn't like...
We didn't know.
It's not even that we didn't know. At the time, we didn't even realise what was happening.
No.
We were so engrossed in Chris Brown. Like, we would have done anything for Chris Brown in that moment.
Speak for yourself.
I would have given Chris Brown my last dollar.
I would have thrown my shoes at him. But anyway, what I was trying to say to you guys is, anyway, he's singing his track banger after
one
banger.
One thing I would definitely not have done yet, and I want it for the record, I want people to know, I would never ever go on this stage.
Oh, never in my life would I go on this stage.
No jinn, nothing can influence me to ever be on that chair.
No way. And the girls would get, Allah, wallahi, what we witnessed. We witnessed porn. Porn. May Allah forgive us.
I mean.
Anyway, we witnessed porn. We witnessed deep music, nostalgic music. And then at the end of the concert, my man's like, you are now under the influence.
And then he bows down.
Influence to what, my brother?
And what have you done to us?
Wallahi, for an entire month, we were listening to just Chris Brown.
No other music, guys. I swear to God, there was no other music. I was searching his TikToks. I was on his page. On Instagram.
I was watching his videos. I was hypnotized.
I was watching past videos.
And how weird is that? What is the probability that
You know, when you actually think about it, that's actually weird.
We made a whole side group chat to say, why the hell are we all thinking about Chris Brown all the time? Wallahi, I've still got the group chat. And what is the probability that who went? You, me,
Yeah.
That's it, right? Four of us. Yeah. Imagine the probability that all four of us
felt the same way.
Felt the exact same way for months. Maybe a month.
Serious.
I'm telling you, I'm doing ruqya. I'm actually going to do ruqya.
No, we don't need it now. I feel like obviously we're no longer under the influence.
No, I think so.
You think you're under the influence of Chris Brown?
I think so.
What, you're still obsessed with Chris Brown?
No, I'm not obsessed with Chris Brown. I'm saying, I just deep the fact that we were in a concert full of devils. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about was our hearts, yeah? One thing I learned recently, guys, and I'm not trying to, you know, influence the masses, but I'm just saying, yeah? I learned that our heart, so what controls our body in terms of our spiritual self, our soul, yeah, is our heart and not our mind, right?
My soul, remember I named her.
Like, yeah, your soul. My soul was called Jolene.
Jolene and Ferris.
Jolene and Ferris. Should I change mine? Because I want my name to be Muslim. I'm going to call my soul Asia.
Love that.
Cute. Anyway, my soul Asia, basically. Anyway, my soul Asia and Ferris. How cute.
I know.
When we go to Jenna, we can be like.
We're like twin souls. Literally. They probably just, when we're sleeping, just go up there. We probably play with
together.
Each other.
Oh my God, we played together up there as well.
Up there. Yeah, we're just together.
Together all the time.
Anyway, go on, Asia.
Anyway, my soul, Asia, controls my body, okay? Asia, if you don't control her and what the desires that she wants.
She controls you.
She controls you. Do you
so
get
you
it?
Need, you need to get so when a you, grip on that.
You need to grab her by the neck.
And say, Asia.
You're mine.
I control you.
So the idea is, Asia, if we grab her by the neck and we control her, she has the fitra inside her, which is the inclination to want to be with Allah. Do you get it?
Yeah. Right? But the good thing about controlling her is you are leading the show.
You are leading her.
This show is, you are directing
no,
it.
No, but listen.
You're leading her to goodness.
Exactly. But listen, in order to do that, you need to, you look like a Power Ranger. In order to do that, you need to get rid of all your desires. And in order to do that, yeah, you need at least, no, can you stop coughing? Alhamdulillah, she keeps interrupting me.
Sorry, I can't help it. Have you got COVID? No, I haven't got COVID.
I've got 20 minutes to explain this analogy to you, and you know I'm slow already. Can
I
we go?
I think it's whooping cough.
Oh my God. I've already had the injection for that. Perks of being pregnant. Oh anyway. Anyway, can you? This is your show done. That's stopping me from telling you this.
Asia, continue.
Ferris. Control Ferris now. Control her. Like control her. She's controlling
Ferris
you.
Ferris is controlled.
She's controlling you.
No, she's controlled.
She's steering you by the forelock.
I'm coughing. What can I do?
Anyway, listen. So, Asia, once you get rid of Asia's desires, which is the idea of basically the shaitan, he's constantly steering you towards all your desires, which is listen to music, which when you get comfortable with music, you feel like music makes you feel better because it relaxes you, but really it doesn't make you feel better because it's stopping your rahmah towards Allah. Like it completely blocks your heart. It's black because of music. And shaitan, if you want to memorize Quran, music, you won't be able to memorize anything, no matter how much you try. If you've got music in your heart and you listen to music regularly, you won't be able to memorize. So once you get Asia to get rid of music and get rid of like, and another thing, pause on my analogy. Another thing that I realized the other day, is you know how clever the shaitan is? He romanticizes these romantic dramas to us, and makes it seem like this is what like being in love is. And then we all get in these evil relationships with men, Guys, I'm woken. I'm awake. Listen. Let me land, Kaldona.
Okay, go on.
Let me land. Shaitan romanticizes. Let's give you an example, K-dramas or just a rom-com in general. The idea that a man meets a woman on the bus and then they like have this amazing, endorsing, lovely relationship.
Enduring blah, blah, blah. Love.
It's a love story. You gush at it because that's what you want. But he makes that like the epitome of like how you're going to meet your man. Do you know what I mean?
On the bus.
And you're going to fall in love. And like, do you know what I mean? Go on a few dates. Then you make out. Then you get in this car. Then, you know, madness happens. You don't know what happens. Do you know what I mean? Some people
but
have
if
control.
If the person is strong to begin with.
If your Faris and Asia are strong, then you will stop
Faris
that.
If your Faris and Asia is, you know, you're controlling, you've grabbed them by the neck.
Then you're good.
You will look at that man on the bus and you will say,
no.
stop, this is haram.
Here's my Willy's number, safe.
Salaam alaikum.
But if you are like many women, I'm not judging, because it happens, but we've had so many scenarios where girls don't ever want to do something, but they fall into the trap.
Oh my God, it's because their hearts are weak.
Their hearts are weak.
They're yearning for God, but really they see this man and they're like, I'm yearning for this man. But
whose fault is it?
That's not who you're yearning for.
But whose fault is it? It's the shaitan. He romanticized haram relationships for her.
He's constantly trying to pivot you away from where your heart is truly yearning for.
He's an evil fucker.
He's like, no, not God. Go this way. Go this way.
Literally, he makes romanticizing the smallest things that you like. You can just watch a cute little K-drama and be like, oh my God, I wish I had a relationship.
And then the following day, something happens. You're in a real life action scenario.
And then your heart is already weak.
Your heart is weak and you're like, okay, what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do?
You start normalizing this behavior of talking to men and having a boyfriend and having a relationship.
The rom-com section of Netflix for the last week.
And that's how Shaitan... You see me?
I see you.
You see me? So then Asia is now...
Farah sees you.
Sees me? So now Asia is weak from the music.
She's
that
weak.
That is making her emotional. Listen to Taylor Swift every day, talking about her love, her heartbreak every
Matt
day.
Healy, Carly Kloss. I don't give a fuck about Carly
Kloss. No, but it's the way she makes music feel like she knows your heartbreak.
It's the way she writes the songs, her penmanship.
It's amazing.
Gets me every time.
It's amazing, but it's the shaitan, Kaltoun. That's how he gets you.
And the shaitan has made her have good penmanship.
It's a full circle moment. So now you're listening to Taylor because you're heartbroken. You've been influenced by this shaitan to watch these soppy K-dramas. So now you're emotionally affected and invested in these men who are trifling. Because in your mind, he's normalized having haram relationships. And then you get your heart broken again. Then you're listening to Taylor. It's a full circle moment.
Guys, Taylor Swift is making you insecure. It's making you weak. It's making you just...
Music takes the reliance away from Allah. It makes you stop praying because you're so sad.
It makes you a shell of a human being.
I'm telling you.
And then you become susceptible to these demonic, satanic, sodomitic,
disgustingness. It just goes further and further and further and further.
Oh my God, God forbid you were in the music industry because we're called Namate.
Well, let's delete Spotify now. Actually,
honestly,
no, don't.
The music industry is actually the root of...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Don't delete Spotify because you listen to us.
No,
don't listen to music. But isn't that mad? Wallahi, isn't it mad how full circle moment, how the shaitan can just take your whole life? You were this person that feared God, that wanted God, that wanted his goodness. But now all you do is get heartbroken, listen to Taylor. You're so sad that you don't even pray anymore because you feel like he makes you feel like that Allah can't help you.
Yeah,
Allah hates you.
Yeah.
Allah, why would you pray
so
to Allah?
Keep continuing to turn away from him. And you know what? The pivoting that he does to you isn't even going to be like... as obvious anymore. It's going to be so subtle you won't even realize you're pivoting
small
away from Allah.
Steps.
Oh,
he's our enemy. We're
but you lying. Know what? Let me just let you say, let's
bring it back to happiness.
Happiness. And I just want to say, guys, like this sort of thing doesn't happen usually. Mostly
it
people,
happens all the
wait,
time. Tell the truth.
Wait.
It happens to me.
Wait.
I remember the days I used to listen to Taylor and I used to feel like Taylor understood me and my emotions. But really and truly, the shaitan. How can a white woman from like, where is she from?
Oh, God.
Like Kentucky, America, understand my emotions as a Muslim black Somali girl. Please tell me.
And that, my friend, is why we shouldn't listen to Taylor Swift. But wait, I just want to quickly add that somebody who's firm, whose heart is firm, who already has a grip on their nafs, who's already quite, you know, well inclined to, you know, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, yeah, these things won't affect them. Do you get it? They will instantly see these things for what they are. They will instantly see the... And also, you know what? Forget all that. Shaitan won't even come close to you if you're doing your 5 daily prayers. If you're, you know what I mean? He won't even come near you.
No, he will, though, because he's evil.
You know people are the people who are actually firm. Okay, yeah. Like, he will always try. Because we're not...
Shaitan.
Because we're not Shaykh.
Exactly. We're not Ibn Baz. Shaitan used to be scared of Sheikh Ibn Baz. He never used to come near him. We are not Shaykh. We are just two farahs that live on the estate. He will come for us. And that's why we've got to hold Asiya and Faris by the horn.
But listen to me very carefully. Shaitan doesn't go near people who are praying their 5 daily prayers and their sunnahs. Do you know what I mean? Who are fasting Ramadan.
Imagine one day I forget my adhkar.
In charity, who are reading their adhkar. He doesn't come near people who have constant remembrance of Allah. Do you get it?
True, true.
He runs away from that. He runs away from homes where that sort of thing is practiced.
Anyway.
So you know what, guys? Taylor Swift is not going to get inside your psyche. Don't listen to her, though. Okay? But always be aware that these are the forces that are trying to influence us to turn away from Allah. You know when Dumbledore stood up and said, at this very moment, there are dark forces trying to enter into the castle.
That's my little Asiya. They're trying to enter my Asiya.
At this moment.
Protect your Asiyas, guys.
Dark forces attempt to penetrate these castle walls. That's what he said. Dark forces attempt to penetrate your nafs, guys. But there is hope.
That's why I feel like whenever I think of little shaitans affecting me, a great example is like in Harry Potter when all the Death Eaters come around Hogwarts and then they do that spell. And it's like that white spell that just eats the them alive. That's what I feel like when I read my adhkar.
Yeah, the Patronus charm.
Is what my adhkar is. Astaghfirullah. That them people, whatever.
No, anyway, it's an analogy.
It's an analogy.
For God's sake.
Calm down.
It's an analogy. Not everything is haram,
Shut up. I never said everything's haram.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so Patronus charm, guys. Remember your Patronus charms, your adhkars. Astaghfirullah.
this podcast turned a turn. Okay, guys, I need to pray quickly.
The
but
power of three will set us free. I'm joking.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
Anyway, our Monday madness for this week is, how are you all? How are you staying on track with your deen post-Ramadan?
What are the girls saying?
The girl, someone goes, I need help, Soz, because at this point, we're working on going to Jahannam.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Absolutely. I rebuke.
No, yeah, Jahannam. Do you know Jahannam?
No, we already gave her the blueprint for how she can avoid that. Girl, just listen to the last 20
just
minutes.
Just pray your 5 prayers.
Listen to the last 20 minutes of what we were saying.
Read your adhkar. Have dhikr in your mouth. You will forget.
Istighfar.
Oh my God, may Allah not ever take us to Jahannam. May all the listeners...
I never want to hear the word Jahannam.
Ever in my life. A'udhu billah. Anyway.
Don't you.
Someone goes, making dua specifically during the morning hours, game changer.
Oh, I love that.
Someone goes, I'm trying to do the bare minimum of sticking to my salahs, and alhamdulillah, I am.
I love that for her.
I love that for her.
We love effort.
Someone goes, it's been really hard, but istighfar 100% plays a big role. Why the girlies are doing it. Someone goes, moderately keeping up with my prayers. You can do it.
Oh my God, moderately is going to become strictly.
Going to do it soon, don't worry. Mm-hmm. Someone goes, Salah, structuring things around my Salah has changed my day and how it flows, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Do you know that's actually the key, is you have to structure everything around.
That's amazing.
So it's like, you know, things that you do day to day, work, life, gym, steps, food, dinner.
Salah first. Someone goes, playing on time. We love that. Someone goes, they're struggling a lot. May Allah make it easy for you. Another girl goes, after Salah, I try my best to do a round of astaghfirullah using the tasbih. Once a week at night, I sit on the balcony and just make dua looking at the moon. How cute is
that? So adorable.
She's so adorable.
Looking at the moon is just the imagery that I want.
You really love the moon.
Guys, I'm such a moon gazer.
Oh my God. Someone goes, listening to more halal podcasts. P.S. I love your podcast.
Oh my God, I love that we're in the category of halal podcasts.
We're getting there, girls. We're getting there.
A few hiccups along the way. But, you know, guys, we're going to have a very continuous stretch of just halal episodes.
Someone goes, I keep telling and reminding myself, live your life like it's Ramadan and you will get the Eid.
Oh, I love that. I think that's a really good thing to... Yeah, I think that's great.
The gender's the eight.
It's like, babes, I'm in Ramadan right now. I don't know what you're
doing. Chill out, yeah. Struggling with Salah mainly because I'm pregnant and it's my first trimester. I have zero energy. Can I give you a fact about pregnancy and Salah? Apparently, don't quote me, but I read somewhere that pregnant women, one Salah equals 80 or 80,000, something like that, reward. For every Salah that they pray, they have like so much reward compared to non-pregnant people.
That's amazing.
So keep doing it, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Do. Yeah. So I can't relate. I'm not pregnant.
But I'm just saying pregnant girlies. You're up. Do you know what I mean? And then finally, someone goes, trying to read Quran daily. Love that for you. Okay, I've got 5 minutes.
Girls, I feel like you guys are doing really well. I just love this for you. I love this energy. May we all continue to stay steadfast. It's hard. It's actually real life hard work. Okay, I can attest to it. But you know what? First things first, we're eliminating Taylor Swift. We're eliminating rom-coms. But we're eliminating all the things that are going to turn us away from Allah. You know, there's podcasts, yeah, like very Islamic podcasts, and they talk really close to the mic and it feels like they're in the room with you.
I know. But you know, another thing that really bothers me, and I feel like sometimes I do too much, and one thing that I'm trying to figure out is like, I just need a podcast that's like us. Because I don't listen to us, because it's already us.
Yeah, I don't listen to us.
I need a podcast like us.
I would.
That's
if I was a bit more
religious.
If I was an external person, if I was a consumer and not a member of the Oversharers podcast, I would definitely listen to us.
I would definitely listen to us because we're lit. But what I'm trying to say is I need
someone like us.
Shameless brag, but you know, I need someone like us.
We need like new people.
Religious.
We need new people.
Please make podcasts, please, because we want to listen to it.
Make YouTube videos. Like, I just want to see more people that look like us. Honestly, shout out to the Diary Room and Digital Sisterhood for now, because, wallahi, mashallah, they're doing very well. Mm. But I need to see more. I need like a variety.
I need a variety of like Muslim black girls.
Yeah, you know, like back in the day.
Not even black girls, just Muslim girls in general.
Yeah, because you know, back in the day when we used to watch YouTube before TikTok, we used to have a variety of different bloggers. None of them related to us in any way. However, that's all we had, right? Yeah. But now we're in an age where there's actual real people who look like us, have had the same backgrounds, upbringings, life journeys as us. On the mic,
and I need to hear those,
and we need to see more of that. Totally. Okay, so basically I spent like, obviously shouldn't be tonight anyway, Kourtney Kardashian literally talks like this. It's so slow. She goes Travis doesn't know I'm pregnant, but like tonight at his show in San Diego, I'm gonna hold up a sign that says, Travis, I'm pregnant, because there's a Blink-182 video from like 10 years ago, and there's a girl in there that holds a sign that says, Travis, I'm pregnant, and I want to recreate that so that I can announce to the world.
You actually do sound
that
like
I'm
her.
Pregnant. It's literally the pace at which she talks. It's all about pace.
It's jarring.
Try it.
Okay, shut up.
Say Coco and I.
Coco and I can't do it like you. It's crazy. Yes.
My sisters and I.
Oh my God, you sound like us so much.
Are so excited for the launch of Lemmy, because, you know, Lemmy Focus is my favorite gummy. And it literally makes me focus. Focus.
Can I just say, someone did a study on her gummies and they're actually not that good for you.
Oh no.
Allegedly. Anyway, guys, story time quickly. Someone goes, not my story, my colleagues from Sweden. Interesting. My friend Sophia, she loves you guys, by the way, and she told me to mention that. Hey Sophia,
we love you too.
Someone goes, once upon a time there was a friend who seemed to be my mirror image. This is Sophia's story, by the way.
She goes, but is someone else telling the story?
Yeah.
Right.
Someone goes, once upon a time, there was a friend who seemed to be my mirror image. We dressed alike, spoke alike, and even shared the same quirks. We laughed together, cried together, and thought we were inseparable. But as time went on, subtle changes began to emerge. At first, it was innocent enough. She started picking up on my accent, a quirky blend of Swedish and London charm that always sparked conversation. I didn't think much of it, finding it very endearing that she admired it so much. But then she began to mimic more than just my accent. She copied my mannerisms, my style, and even my way of thinking. It was like watching a reflection in Full House mirror, distorted, unsettling.
Oh.
As she grew closer, I began to notice the subtle jabs disguised as compliments. She'd praise everything I did, but there was always a hint of envy beneath the surface. I brushed it off, thinking it was just her way of showing admiration. Then one day, she blocked me on social media. Cutting off all communication without a word.
Whoa.
Confused and hurt, I turned to my other friends for support, and that's when the screenshots started rolling in. They showed her posts, her photos, her captions, all eerily similar to mine. It was as if she was trying to become me, to fill the void that left by her own identity. It was until much later that I realized the extent of her envy. She had wanted to live the life that I had built for myself, a loving marriage, a beautiful child, a fulfilling career teaching in Qatar. It was a dream she shared with me once, but I'd never imagined that she'd go to such lengths to make it her own.
Scary.
In the end, I learned a valuable lesson about friendship and the dangers of envy. It's easy to be blinded by flattery and admiration, but true friends celebrate each other's successes without trying to steal the spotlight. So anyone reading this, I say pay attention to those who come close, who mimic your every move.
Oh my gosh.
Who shower you with excessive praise. They may not have the best interest at heart. And remember, imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but it can also be the slightest form of envy. Anna, oh.
That's scary.
Discussion time. You know, earlier when she was saying how like the girl was basically imitating her actions, her characteristics, her, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm-mm.
How do you know that just isn't a product of like...
you being together all the time.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. But then again, like I'm thinking about my friends and we all have our unique, do you know what I mean? Identities, characteristics. Like even though they're ones that we share, because you know, there's certain things that we share as friends and things that we do. I'm thinking of one in particular. But there are also things that are like, that make us very different. Like we have different things that we, there's literally different things that we do. You know, so-and-so is into
this.
Would
you be bothered?
So-and-so is into that. Do you know what
the
I mean?
The issue is, yeah, there's certain people that would let certain things slide.
Yeah, I feel like it was okay until the blocking. That's when it was a little bit weird.
So she blocked her and I think she started, they showed her posts and her photos and her captions all
that
were quite similar to her.
Blocking. But yeah. Before that, she was just a bit concerned about, but it's like, honestly, Hola, I don't think I would have the time to sit down and like analyze my friends.
No, but if someone was copying like, you to that extent, you would. Come on, Carlton.
No, are you
imagine
crazy?
You brought, I wouldn't, it's given high school a little bit.
No, if I had ice of clothing, I literally bring all of you in.
No, that's valid.
Here's the product code. Here's this. Do you know what I mean? If it was like something, if it was like a tangible thing. But intangible things, like I can see why you would feel like that person is like...
just getting a bit awkward.
Getting
now.
A bit too comfortable. But it's not, I don't think it's that deep. It's flattery. And at the end, she was like, flattery can be a form of envy. But you know me, I lap that shit up. I love it.
I don't know.
You wanna be like me? That's fine.
I really don't know. I mean, things like this, it's a bit awkward for me. I don't know how to handle it. I've never experienced that, so I'm not gonna do.
If it was veering into, this is becoming crazy, there are actual physical things happening to you from this person, that's when I would be like, okay, this
but
is...
But she's coffee... She's
this is
in
a
her
bit
mind.
Scary. In her, what?
In her mind, mm-mm. She feels like She's copied every single thing that they spoke about once.
No, because if she comes to me and says she copied me by getting married and having a child and becoming a teacher in Qatar, I will actually laugh at you. I'm so sorry. People can aspire to the same thing. I'm bringing my friends in. Do you get it?
Qatar's very popular at the moment. But I'm talking about Doha all the time.
I'm just thinking, what could they potentially envy about you?
I think there's things that are missing. She goes, it wasn't until much later that I realised the extent of her envy. She had wanted to live the life I built for myself, a loving marriage, a beautiful child and fulfilling career, teaching in Qatar. It was a dream that she had shared with me once. She did share this dream with her.
I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting those things.
But I never imagined she'd go to such lengths to make it her own. That is the bit that I don't understand. What
does that mean?
So I think we're missing bits of the story.
Also, can I just say, Hor, that a lot of women aspire to the same things. A lot of single women. It's a very generic thing.
Yeah.
I think she's reading too much into it. Everything before blocking is reading too much into it. The minute she blocked you, you should have just cut her. If you were that concerned about the envy that you feel that you're getting from this person, the minute she blocked you, just leave it alone. If she's carrying on copying you, whatever, you block her back. She can't see your profile then. It's just not that deep. Honestly, when people do things the same as me, not that it ever happens, but if it did happen, I'll be like, I inspired her. I love that.
But don't you feel like it's a bit, I feel like we're minimizing how this woman feels a little bit. I think she hasn't, I think the stuff that she said, I agree with you, is very like,
Surface level.
So it's not things that you and me would be affected by.
I know, but we have to take me and you out of it, don't we?
So I think we've got to step into her. Like, from her perspective, she was truly affected by this. Now, I'm trying to think, if someone was my friend and they didn't speak the way that I used to speak, but suddenly she started speaking. But you know what? People, they morph into each other.
It's actually not that deep.
You know,
deep.
Some people, yeah.
I'm not even trying to minimize her. They're like, looking at that, you know, it's really not that deep.
Let me give you a good example. It's deep to her. So
yeah,
can we stop
okay, yeah, no,
it?
Of course. But I'm obviously not trying to minimize it.
I get
it for
where
her,
you're
but
coming
just,
from.
I think, you know, from my personal, like from In my from the lens of Kaltoon, I see that as something to celebrate.
Oh, ha, because she thinks you're that great that she's copying
She
you.
Thinks I'm that girl. Are you mad?
But you know, some people, they really struggle with their own identity. Mm. So they just start, like, imagine you're in a conversation with someone with an American accent. You'll slowly start transitioning into an American accent while you're talking to them. You per se, maybe not, but some people.
Yeah, I would. I remember I spent 1 month in Canada. I came back saying Willy Wonka.
Do you know what I mean? Like, some people, they morph into someone's identity and it's a form of like flattery. They want to make them comfortable.
Yeah, but okay. And I can see it being quite like.
So in her eyes, she might not see it that way.
Yeah,
but like,
she's not seeing it in the positive.
In my mind, I'm like, if I know loads of people that have a different accent to me and then like they start morphing into my accent if I'm talking to them.
Mm.
That could just be they like my accent or, you know, that she might want to be you. What is the problem with that?
There's nothing wrong with it unless she might
be uncomfortable with it. People feel, you know, psychopaths exist, Kaltoon.
But
do you
listen.
Know do you know sociopaths exist?
Copying Instagram captions is not psychopathic.
I know, but I'm just saying
behavior.
In general. She might
have
done worse stuff.
I copy people's Instagram captions all the time.
Wallahi, me too. Wallahi, me too. One of my favorite people. I always copy them.
I make sure no one follows the people that I
Why copy. Is that? Why is that? Because you
so
want to be
I
seen.
I don't want to be seen copying someone
exactly.
else.
Exactly. So she doesn't like that either.
It's not that deep, though. Really and truly, it's not. Everyone's copying everyone. Shall I tell you the people that I copy? I really like to copy Princess Diana's accent. I really like her accent.
I was not expecting
Courtney
that.
Courtney Kardashian is another one. I actually like Courtney Kardashian's style, but obviously she wears a lot of short dresses and I can't. But I like the rock out style that she's got going on at the moment.
Yes,
if
I agree
could
with
incorporate
that.
A bit of that into my wardrobe, I would
this
love to.
This is giving
to.
Rocky today.
Rocky?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So everyone's copying someone. If your friends are copying you, just see it as a compliment. But you know, she's blocked you now. She's no longer your friend. And you can live your separate lives at in peace.
You know what makes people burn? When you live a good life.
Mm.
And occasionally shows snippets on Instagram.
If she, you know what it would be a problem if the friend was copying her, but it was like there's malicious intent. Do you know what I mean? That's when there's a problem. But it doesn't seem malicious to me. I don't think it's
I think it is. I think in her mind, she sees it as malicious because of the fact that she suddenly just blocked her.
Okay, yeah. If it was malicious, she wouldn't be calling... And she ended the friendship
by blocking her.
Yeah, the girl was wild for doing that. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly.
The blocking out of the blue, it's giving avoidant attachment style. Can't really face up to the problems that she may potentially be causing. However, the girl was feeling some type of way about her already. She was already feeling uncomfortable about this girl's energy. So if she got blocked, okay, yeah, like she should obviously have the balls to have a conversation. Carlton.
Let's look at this differently.
What?
Imagine this was in the group chat, yeah? This girl randomly blocks you. You were her friend. She randomly blocks you. Then everyone starts sending you screenshots of every single post that she does is exactly like yours. And every single caption is exactly like yours.
Okay, the post. Okay, the post. If the post was like
all
mine,
all her photos are exactly like yours. Stop
listen,
it!
Listen.
You're gonna be speaking on that group chat like, "Rah, what's going on?"
You know,
everyone
what's
would
hard,
have
yeah?
a field day.
Should
on
I
the
tell
group
you what's
chat?
Hard? Yeah, but come on. Should I tell you what's so funny? This girl was probably creating fake profiles to go on her friend's page to look at the images
exactly.
that she's posted, yeah, so that she can recreate them.
Exactly.
Flattery.
It's flattery, but some people might not take it the way you're taking it, and she might be frazzled. She doesn't know how to contain it.
Oh, I just think there's
I'm sorry, but her group chat must be popping with this information. Nah, yeah. I've got another image of her copying you. Boom, boom, boom.
It's really not that deep. Oh, it's so vacuous. It's actually so vacuous.
I'm not going to minimise her issues like that anyway.
I'm not minimising it. I'm just telling you the truth.
No, but
there are bigger fish to fry in the world.
But
you carry on.
Not.
This is the advice I would give her. Carry on posting your pictures. Let her burn. Let her steal your captions. Other people can see what she's doing. She's not even hiding it.
Why are we arguing about stealing captions?
She's not even hiding it. At the end of the day, it all goes back to how you are the influencer.
And also, maybe get some rukia done.
Yeah, also read your ethcad and like make sure that you're praying your 5 daily prayers and make sure, that you get some
rukia. Sis, we're going to die. We're going to die one day. The angel of death is coming to us. And really and truly, I'm so sorry, but like...
this is not the conversation
I don't want to be having.
We want to be having.
But I respect you and I appreciate you.
And
you know
honestly
what?
Appreciate your story. But sis, honestly.
Well, I'll leave it to her. On the day of judgment, you can bring her forward and you know, be like, you know.
I don't even think it needs to get to that. Just forgive her.
You can be like, Allah, she copied my captions.
It's forgive not her. That deep.
Forgive her.
It's really not that deep. She's a fan. She's literally a fan.
Oh my God, she is your fan.
That's what I'm trying to say. Ooh. It's a fan. She wants to be in your fan club.
Right, crazy things that happen over the weekend. Let's go. I did this early this weekend so we could get the juicy ones.
I love this.
Someone goes, racial abuse from customers at work. Nobody intervened. Oh my God, what place do you work, girl? Someone goes, I realized that I can't drive manual nor automatic after trying lessons for both. This week I quit for good. Oh my God.
No, don't quit.
No, sis, you need to get that
you
automatic.
You have to keep going with the auto. Manual is a little bit, not gonna lie.
Listen, driving is a skill you just have to keep repeating.
Driving is the ghetto, but once you learn, you're never gonna forget.
It's the best thing ever. Drunk white boys ripped off my hijab.
No. What? I need context.
She just said drunk white boys ripped off my hijab and I hope you punched them in the balls.
Are we allowed to have tasers in this country?
No, but that would be great, wouldn't it?
For self-defense purposes, for women, I think that would be a good like personal protection product.
Someone goes, we had a girl's staycation, woke up, half of our things were gone, a friend's friend.
Hello!
Stole your stuff.
That's crazy. They invited a friend's friend to the staycation.
And she stole the stuff.
And just dipped.
What bummy friends are you friends with?
Nah, that girl should have been vetted before she came on the staycation.
Nah, sorry. Only people that can come on the staycation are people with bank cards that you can take money out
and
of.
And we should have...
That you can bill.
We have to have known them for max 2+ years.
Yeah. You can't be going on a staycation with people.
Random people.
6 months you've known them. You don't know them. Love.
I watched Taken last night.
Oh my God, we watched Taken last night.
I watched Taken last night. And you know that whole scene where the French guy came up to them at the airport and there was that one like a fuddled friend that was like, yeah.
I would never do that.
I would never. And they were like, yeah, of course you can share a taxi with us, for him to know where they live.
Exactly.
For him to know where he needs to rob, like the exact location. Call his friends and say, come to this apartment. This is where they are.
Trafficked. All right, cool. Someone goes, started missing him after months of not thinking about him. Don't do it. That's the shade down. We talked about this earlier. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Look at
it.
Someone goes, I got to see my family after almost 3 years.
Oh, that love is that. So nice.
I finally visited my husband after 4 months. Little did I know that he was cheating on me and I saw his other wife.
Look at that,
what the hell?
I got so excited. No.
So she went to go see her husband that she hasn't seen in 4 months. Little did she know that he was cheating on her and he's got another wife. Wal-iyadu billah. Someone goes, I got moved to at Umrah. She goes, wallahi, I'm shocked.
Wallahi, I'm shocked too.
She goes, I was scared to say yes to him and now I'm sad. I don't know how to fix this.
Oh my God, is it an Umrah love story?
Oh my God.
How does someone move to a woman? How does that this
happen? That is so awkward. He should have got your Willy's number.
Do you reckon he like airdropped something? You know how you could just do random airdrops?
Did you see that woman on TikTok that was dancing in the Hajj?
No.
Yeah, she's doing a TikTok in the Hajj. It's crazy.
Mad.
Someone goes, I'm scared my teacher knows I've got a crush on him. I know there's going to be nothing between us, but it's killing me inside. Tips on how I can get rid of my feelings.
Damn right there's going to be nothing between you and your teacher.
Statutory rape.
Gosh.
A'udhu billah. Paedophilia. A'udhu billah.
People need to actually start thinking about the consequences before the action. Do you know what
I mean? Do you know what a perfect example of this? She's watched the K-drama and it's romanticized it for her. It's the shaitan. Again, I'm telling you, we all need to just stop watching rom-coms. Or if you're going to watch it, you've got to have high iman. Because at this point, she's
romanticized getting with the teacher.
Imagine that.
That's actually mad.
That's porn 101.
Have you seen Notes on a Scandal?
That's porn 101.
Have you seen the teacher on Netflix?
I'm just saying.
You're going to get that teacher in a lot of trouble.
And darling,
the man you love,
the shaitan's whispering to you, go fast.
Go lower your gaze.
Go fast.
Go to another school.
Oh my God, one time, I can't even say that. Someone goes, my friend.
I'm keeping that in.
No. Someone goes, my
friend. You're like this. Oh my God, one time.
I can't say it. I'm a changed woman, guys. Someone goes, my friend is copying my degree just because I'm doing something more than her.
It's not that deep. You are the influencer. You are that girl. Let her copy you. Let copycats copy.
You might give her good income in the future. Do you know what I mean? You influenced her. Someone goes, I made sure I watched all your podcasts. I just love you guys. Love from Africa.
Oh, yay. Love I love girl. Africa.
Someone
I'm from
goes,
Africa.
I saw the fuck.
Rafia, take that out.
No, don't take it out.
I'm from Africa.
I'm from Somalia.
I come from Africa, so I love Africa.
Someone goes, saw my maid drinking straight from the jug. What jug?
What jug?
Is it the flower jug?
Is it the toilet jug?
We need to know what jug.
More information needed.
I downloaded Salam's app. Let's just say I'm deleting it right now.
What do we say to that? I'm so sorry that you had a bad experience on Salam's app.
Pray istikhara.
Yeah, pray istikhara. There's been like, what, how many million successful marriages?
1.3 million, I think.
Like something like that. Like, come on, guys. We need to be using the app holistically.
Someone goes, I checked the scale and I gained 3 pounds.
Oh my God.
You gotta get on your Zoom, sis, and you gotta luck.
You need to stop eating carbs.
Oh my God, I just finished my thingy.
You bitch.
I know.
Are you rubbing it in? Okay, so she wants to lose 3 pounds. I would literally say for 1 week, just eat loads of protein and veg and, you know, like healthy fats, a nice balanced diet, and lower the carbs a little bit. You'll see dramatic changes.
Indeed. Someone goes, I said I am money magnet over and over and over and over and again. And then I found £50 on the floor the next day.
Manifestation.
Your stuff far worked.
Gentrified data.
Indeed. Okay. And then I'm going to finish off with hiked Mount Snowdon. Everyone said that it was easy. They lied.
It's not easy.
How have you done Mount Snowdon?
I'm really proud of her for hiking it. That's so good. If she got to the peak, even better. But it's not easy.
Guys, that is the end of the episode. We love you.
We love you so much. Don't forget to download the episode. First point of contact, guys, download the episode.
And guess what? You need to send it to your friends, your aunties, your neighbours, your uncles. It doesn't matter. The neighbour that you don't like, just send it to her.
Send it to her. Post it on your stories.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
And why don't you wait? Excuse me. Why are we the only ones doing work here?
You guys need to work
too. We're working for you guys. And can I just say, why are you not subscribed to our Patreon? There's like nearly 15,000 of you guys that listen to us. Why are you not subscribed to our Patreon? Do you not want us to live a good life so we can give you good content?
Honestly, guys, we're lying. The future of this podcast depends on the Patreon.
Oh my God, we're begging.
Okay, bye, guys. We love you.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.